This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Southeast Missouri State University's Hospitality Management Program has produced a new Green Hawk sauce that's now available. It's a follow-up to their Red Hawk sauce that was created in the spring 2019 semester. I spoke with Dr. Quantella Noto from Southeast Department of Hospitality Management to find out about the new sauce. She began by taking us back to the beginning of the project.
In 2019, when we started this project, we created two sauces. We created the Red Hawk sauce, and we were just taste testing. One of the students had a recipe for a green sauce, so we thought we would try that as well. And it was popular, but we decided to bottle the red sauce for a lot of reasons. It was very unique, very different. This sauce was created in a hospitality marketing class. And at the time, we were aiming for differentiation, something unique. And that Fresno chili pepper that we created that sauce with, we thought was really unique, and it's beautiful. And it was popular. We did some taste tests amongst faculty and students and a variety of people, and we just decided to go with the red one. Since then, when we met again this semester, with the class met again, we decided it was time for something different. Leah Powers, who is our operations manager at Catapult, also indicated, and she's selling it at the farmer's market and on Etsy, that she was getting requests for green sauce. So we decided it was time to do something different. I went back and revisited the green sauce recipe, tweaked it, and there we have it.
Because green came first, actually.
Green was part of it, yes. The green and the red were made together, right? And so we decided if there were requests for something different and people were asking if there was a green sauce, when we started the semester, I said to the students, well, let's go green for spring.
Okay.
And bring out the green sauce. We have some requests. We have a recipe. It was really good. So the marketing class decided to go green for spring.
Okay. So flavor-wise.
Yes.
Differentiate the two between the two flavors, between the two peppers and things used.
Well, the red sauce, I would call that a little bit more complex. Both of them have heat. I think the red sauce is getting hotter over time as it sits in the bottle. I opened a bottle a couple weeks ago, and it seems a little hotter. The green sauce, the red sauce, the base pepper is a Fresno chili pepper, which is pretty much a red jalapeno.
Okay.
The green sauce is jalapenos and serranos. The serrano pepper is pretty hot.
Yeah.
So it actually turned out to be a little milder, I think, than we had hoped it to be. The students wanted something like that would just blow your mind hot, right?
Okay.
And they both have heat. It's hot as you can get a jalapeno and serrano, but it also has a lot of flavor. It's really flavorful. I really like it. Here's some of the benefits of both of these sauces. They're gluten-free. They're all natural ingredients. There's no preservatives, no fillers, anything like that in these. These sauces are natural. And they have flavor. What we wanted something was more than just heat. We wanted flavor, and they're very different. And I think the good thing about them is the green is very different than the red. You might use them differently, right? So what you might use that green sauce on, people who have tried them say they both go well with eggs.
Okay.
But the green sauce is something you might use on seafood or fresh vegetables to really brighten it up. It has a little bit more citrus, where the red sauce, I would say, maybe something more with meat, grilled food with chicken. My first thought in doing it was we called it Hawk Sauce because I thought we needed a signature sauce for our Red Hawk, which is kind of a poultry, if you will.
Okay. So, all right.
So that was kind of the thought.
Okay.
But they're both unique and both very different and have different flavor profiles. But they both have some heat.
So how do you go about... You told me you did some testing, I guess, in your kitchen just to sort of figure out. I guess you started with a recipe and
yes.
Then you kind of tweak as you go.
Yeah, you know, because we have to scale this up, right? Mm-hmm. So we started with recipes that make, you know, a couple of cups.
Okay.
Right. So when I went back to tweak this green sauce recipe, I made about 12 ounces. And it's just easier to make a couple of batches of that. You know, I go in and I buy the products and then, you know, I let it sit overnight. All of it has to kind of settle for a little bit. I decide, did it need more garlic? Did it need more of something or less of something? We actually changed the salt. I'm a big salt person. That's a whole nother interview
okay.
for us to talk about salt.
Okay.
But we use Himalayan pink salt with the red one. With this one, we switched it to sea salt, and I tried it with the Himalayan pink salt first. And I just thought it needed a little bit more of something, and so I switched it to sea salt. So after we tried that, and you tried a little bit, and I feel like I have the right combination, and I'm documenting that recipe, then we scale it up.
What kind of experience is this like for the students? Because they're really seeing the development of the product and then how to market the product, right, and production and everything.
Well, the students finally embraced the term that I was going for, which is experiential education in its finest form. And even had a student, our office worker, who is not in our hospitality program, said to her, she called it right away. She said, that is awesome experiential education. And, you know, I have students, for instance, we created the label. And both of the students who created that label said, I had no idea I could do this. I've never created anything like this. I don't know anything about creating labels or design. And they were two different students who created these labels who said, thank you for allowing me to do this because I learned how to do something I had no idea I knew how to do.
Hmm.
And when we talked about hot sauce, you know, a student says, well, you know, you go in the store and you see it and you just don't realize that it had to start somewhere, you know, and they just had never thought about making something that they go in and they see. And so they really learned how to take something from a concept to the market. This started in our heads. It started with the recipe. And the first ones really literally were in mason jars.
Hmm.
And then to just put something in the hands of each student, let them play to their strengths. And in the end, they're just amazed at what they created.
So is there a future for, you have other flavors, other variations that you've been contemplating of hawk sauce? You got classic, now you have your green and question mark.
Well,
or you don't want to say.
My mother told me to never say never. So I won't say no. We'll never have another flavor, but I don't know. You know, it's at some point, it gets to here's the thing. The hot sauce needs to be able to have a shelf life.
Okay.
Right. Most people don't eat their hot sauce out of the refrigerator, although I do recommend refrigerating it just because it maintains some color and that type of thing. But it doesn't need to be refrigerated. It can be on the shelf. So at some point, like any other hot sauce, if you're a hot sauce person, you go through it, you know, or it may change color and you know it's time to buy more. So I'm reluctant to create a flavor that won't have a shelf life. Mm. And so we have to be careful as to what peppers we choose, what ingredients we choose to put in that bottle, because I do want it to be able to sit on a shelf.
All right. Well, how can folks get it if they would want to get a bottle of the green sauce?
You can purchase it at Catapult Creative House. I think that address is 610 Broadway. You can purchase it at the Farmer's Market. We are at the Cape Girardeau Farmer's Market, downtown Cape.
The downtown, okay.
It's my understanding we will now be at the Jackson Farmer's Market as well, and it will be available at the Jackson's Farmer Market.
While supplies last.
While supplies last.
Well, Quantella, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the time.
Quantella Noto is an associate professor in SEMO's Department of Hospitality Management, and when we taped, half the supply was already gone on the green sauce. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.